I will not do it, Lucy. I've gone along with all the rest, but that...
And don't distress yourself, Father. They cannot compel you.
Oh, you're right, child. Let them say what they will.
What are they saying?
They say I'm not a true follower of the faith. Or that I care only for money. And the real reason I refuse to take any wives is because I begrudge the expense. The friendlier ones say I hold myself single in memory of a long-lost love who pined away on the shores of the Atlantic.
Oh, how romantic.
Oh, sweet child.
Though the fair Lucy was no longer a child. I was a prospector in those days. Come to the city to raise capital to work some lodes I discovered. That day I met Lucy. I don't know, gentlemen. It was as if a whole new stretch of land had been opened up in front of my eyes that I never knew existed. And I was a strong-willed young man. Whatever I undertook, I was accustomed to success.
Lucy!
Jefferson!
Lucy, listen. I have to go away.
Go away?
Well, for a month. Two at the most.
2 months? No, you can't. I'll die.
You'll not die.
But...
But 2 months, the most. And then I'll come back. I'll ask you to be mine.
Oh, Jefferson.
Your father has given me his consent.
Well, of course, if you and Father have arranged it all between you, there's no more to be said.
So you will? Look, the longer I stay, the harder it'll be to go. Goodbye. Bye, Lucy. In 2 months, you'll see me.
Goodbye, my love.
Less than 2 months.
Oh, Jefferson.
Oh, if I'd known. If I'd had the smallest suspicion. Do you think I would have ridden away like that? Do you? Do you?
Easy. Here, drink this. Here. Slowly.
I think we should postpone this.
No. No, I must continue.
Doctor, what's your opinion?
I think we should carry on. But before we do...
What are you giving him?
I must have the name of that powder, Dr. Watson.
It's only a mild painkiller. Drink it down in one. Good.
Thank you, Doctor. All right. You have to understand that to hold any kind of unorthodox opinion was a dangerous matter among the Mormons. To fall foul of the elders was a terrible thing.
Close the door, if you please.
Yes, Brother Young. My daughter has gone to the city, but I could prepare some refreshments.
It is of your daughter that I wish to speak.
Lucy.
There are stories of her which I would fain disbelieve. Stories that she is sealed to some Gentile. What is the 13th rule in the code of the Sainted Joseph Smith? You claim to be a loyal member of the church, wise in its teachings. What is the 13th rule?
Let every maiden of the true faith marry one of the elect. For if she marry a Gentile, she commits a grievous sin.
Your daughter has found favor in the eyes of many who are high in the land. Stangerson has a son. Drebber has a son. They are young and rich and of the true faith. Let her choose between them.
You must give us time. Lucy is scarce of an age to marry.
We give you time. We give you 1 month.
A month?
At the end of 30 days, she shall make her choice. And if she will not, then I will do so for her. Good day to you, brother.
A month? I have been gone scarce 3 weeks. I discovered later that Ferrier sent a message after me. The next day. It was that same day that he arrived home to find 2 young men in possession of his sitting room.
I guess you don't know us, brother. This here is Enoch, the son of Elder Drebber.
Greetings, brother.
And I'm Joseph Stangerson. I traveled with you when I was just a lad, when the Lord stretched out his hand and gathered you into the true fold.
As he will all the nations in his own good time. He grindeth slowly, but exceeding small.
Amen, Brother Drebber.
I'd guessed who you were.
Then you must surely know why we're here.
Oh, I know your purpose right enough.
As I have only 4 wives, and Brother Drebber here has 7, it appears to me that my claim is the stronger.
The question is not how many we have, but how many we can keep. I'm the richer man.
But my prospects are better. I'm your elder and higher in the church.
Hmm. What say you, Brother Ferrier?
I say this. I don't want to see either of your faces again.
What? Are you aware what an honor it is to marry the son of an elder?
I'm aware that there are two ways out of this room. There's the door and there's the window. Which do you care to use?
You have defied the prophet and the holy four. You'll regret this to the end of your days.
I knew nothing at all of this. The power of the holy four stretched wider and deeper than John Ferrier could ever suspect. His message never reached me.
Good morning, Father. I was wondering if I might... What in the world is the matter?
Nothing, child. Wait for me in the sitting room.
What is that paper? What does it say? Show it to me, Father.
Here. I found it pinned to the bedclothes. It was there when I woke.
29 days. Oh, my God.
Next morning, they found the number 28 scrawled with a burnt stick in the very center of their ceiling. That night, Ferrier sat up with his gun. He saw nothing, heard nothing. Yet in the morning, a great 27 had been painted on the outside of their front door. And so it went on. 20 changed to 15, 15 to 10, 10 to 5. And still they waited in vain. For me. In fact, I was on my way back to them. My business over and done with. And not a care in my heart.
Drop your rifle.
Get off your horse.
He sure doesn't look much, does he, brother?
Look, if you're planning to... Oh! That's enough, Trevor.
Trevor, I'll remember that name. If you're planning to rob me, get on with it.
Oh, we're planning to rob you, all right. Leastways, one of us is... But not yet. In 4 days' time.
What do you mean? 4 days?
Jefferson Hope.
You know me. What is this?
Keep your filthy heathen hands off the Ferrier girl. Lucy.
Yeah. She's meant for better than you, Hope. Me, for instance. Or my friend here. Pretty soon that trim little body's gonna be cuddling up to one of us.
You bastard!
You will show respect to us. I am Joseph Stangerson, first son of Elder Stangerson. When you speak to me, you speak to the prophet himself.
Stangerson? Drebber and Stangerson. That for your prophet!
And I hoped you were going to be reasonable. Teach him how to be reasonable, Brother Drebber.
Oh, my pleasure, Brother Stangerson.
Oh! Oh!
They left me for dead. By the time they'd finished with me, I wasn't far off it. But the thought of one of them, with my Lucy. Who's there?
I warn you, I'm armed.
Quiet! For the love of heaven!
Good God, you nearly had my gun in your face.
For pity's sake, get me inside. They're all around the house.
The devil they are. Here. Take my arm.
Give me something to drink. Oh, my God. Oh, God, it's good. John, is Lucy all right?
Jefferson! Oh. Who did this to you?
Trevor. Stangerson, I've got to get both of you away. Tonight.
I can be dressed in a moment. What should we take?
Food. And as much water as we can manage.
I'll see to that. Hurry, buddy.
John?
What is it, son?
This house, the farm.
everything you worked for.
What's that to me? Give me a hand with the food.
The watchers were concentrating on the front and the rear of the house. We climbed out the side window while the moon was hidden by the clouds. And we made it safely to the edge of the cornfield.
Oh, thank God. We've done it.
They're everywhere.
Not a sound.
Nine to seven.
Seven to five.
What news?
If the girl remains stubborn, we strike tomorrow at midnight. The prophet's orders. Then there'll be some fun.
All right, brother. I'll tell the others.
Is it safe to move on?
We must. Everything depends on speed.
I had three horses waiting. All night we kept moving. All next day. Most of next. But then our food was gone. I wasn't worried, though. There was game aplenty in the mountains. We were high up above sea level. The air was bitter.
Let me go.
No. No, you rest while you can. I'll not be long.
Be back before full dark.
Depend on it. We'll have a quick meal and move on. This time tomorrow, we'll be in Carson City. And safe. I had to tramp a couple of miles or more before I had any luck with my rifle. The last of the light was dying by the time I got back.
Hello? Lucy? John? We'll feast tonight!
Oh, sweet Jesus. Lucy?
Lucy!
I found John Ferrier at the edge of the clearing. He'd been beaten like an animal and shot. Lucy wasn't there.
Were you able to build up any picture of what happened?
Not until next morning. I saw the tracks. A lot of men on horseback. They'd come up behind us along the path. And they'd turned back towards Salt Lake City. They'd taken our horses. But I set off after them.
How long did it take you?
6 days. By the time I reached the city, I must have looked a wild sight. I stayed in the shadows. The streets were hung with flags. They were celebrating the marriage of an elder son. All I heard was talk about the great rivalry between these two fine young men. On the very day I got there, the prophet had given my Lucy to Enoch Drebber.
What did you do?
I went back into the mountains. I suppose I must have lost my senses for a time. When I came to myself, I returned to the city. I knew what I'd find there. I knew she was dead. Dead of grief and shame. Some of Drebber's other wives were keeping vigil over her body. I took his ring from her finger. I'd not have her buried in Drebber's ring. And I vowed I'd not rest till I'd made them pay for what they'd done to my love. The rest is easily told. There was a great split among the chosen people. Many gave up the faith. Drebber, Stangerson among them. John Ferrier's fortune had made Drebber a rich man. But for some reason, he and Stangerson stuck to each other's company and set off to travel together. They were rich and I was poor, but I dogged them. I followed them across two continents. Sometimes I nearly caught up with them. And at times I lost the trail for long stretches. But always, I kept going. Always.
Just how long has this business been going on?
20 years. 20 years. And eventually I tracked them here, London.
Where you obtained employment as a cab driver?
Wherever they went, I was always at their heels. At first, I planned to surprise them. I reckon they thought I was dead years before. But they somehow got wind of me. They were cunning. Never went out alone. Hardly ever after nightfall. And I thought it was all up. I knew I had no chance against the two of them together if they were on guard.
But they got careless. Drebber had taken to drink.
It wasn't only to drink. In the end, it was a woman that did for him. I liked that. It was fitting. I'd sat in my cab and watched when the two of them were thrown out of that boarding house. I knew why. And I sat and watched again when Drebber went back after that pretty face and her brother lashed into him in the street. And I tell you, I enjoyed that. I waited till the boy had finished with him. And I drove up to where Drebber was lying in the gutter.
Charpentier's cab. I didn't believe him.
Now, Drebber didn't recognize me. He was practically out on his feet from drink and the thrashing he'd had. He asked me to take him to his hotel.
But you didn't. You took him to an empty house in the Brixton Road.
I'd found it weeks before. I knew I could get inside easy enough when the time came. And I had him on his own. At last.
This is my hotel. Cabby. It's damn dark here.
Now, Enoch Drebber. Who am I?
What do you mean? Who are you? I don't know you. I've never seen...
I'd always known that vengeance would be sweet, John. But I'd never hoped for the contentment of soul that I felt at that moment. It was like madness. The pulses in my temples beat like sledgehammers. And I believe I'd have had some sort of fit if the blood hadn't gushed from my nose. And believe me.
Keep away from me, Hope. You're insane.
Look at this ring, Drebber. This is the ring that killed Lucy Ferrier when you forced it on her finger and dragged her off to your shameless harem.
No.
Now look at it. It'll be the last thing you ever do look at.
Would you murder me?
I'm no murderer. We'll let the high God judge between us. There are two pills in this box. Choose and eat.
No.
There's death in one and life in the other. No. I'll take what you leave.
No.
Choose.
No.
Choose. Let's see if there's justice on the earth or if we're ruled by chance. Now choose! By God, I will murder you where you stand! Very well. It's done. Now this one's for me.
I've beaten you, Jefferson Hope. Justice on earth. I'll watch you die like the stinking rat you are.
That's how Enoch Drebber came to his end. Blood was still streaming from my nose, but I felt light-hearted, mischievous. I wrote up Rock on the wall and lit a cigar, and I looked at him for a spell. And then I got out.
When did you discover that you'd lost the ring?
That ring was all I had of my Lucy. I had to have it back. I hadn't gone far. I left the cab on a side street and walked up to the house. Straight into one of your constables.
PC John Rance, I fear he will not rise in the force. You pretended to be drunk.
He paid me no heed. All I could think of was that I'd lost Lucy's ring. And I saw your advertisement, evening paper.
Ah, yes. Who was your accomplice who visited Baker Street?
Accomplice? What's this, Mr. Holmes?
Why haven't you mentioned this before?
The zeal of the official force, eh, Watson? And this is not relevant to your inquiries, Gregson. I'll wager the man had nothing to do with the killings.
Nothing? Nothing, I swear it. Now, Mr. Holmes, I can tell you my secrets, but I don't get other people into trouble. But I think you'll own he did it smartly.
Not a doubt of that.
Let's get back to the matter in hand here. Joseph Stangerson wasn't poisoned. He was stabbed to the heart.
He begged me for his life. Cried like a woman. Told me I had no quarrel with him. He hadn't touched the girl. Only killed her father. He wouldn't take his chance with the pills. He went for my throat. It was self-defense. The outcome would have been the same in any case. The Providence would never have allowed his guilty hand to pick out anything but the poison. And that's the whole of my story. You may consider me to be a murderer, but I say I'm just as much an officer of justice as you are.
If someone had said to me 2 weeks ago that I was going to find myself caught up in a murder investigation, what an extraordinary affair.
Thank you, Doctor. This is even more extraordinary than you know. Uh-huh. Look at this. It's from Gregson. Arrived just before dinner.
Good Lord. That's incredible. He must have died while we were actually on the way back here.
He hung on to life until his story was told.
Power of the mind. Amazing.
Making his statement was as important to him as exacting his revenge.
You really think so?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, what other reason could he have had for giving himself up?
What did you say?
Oh, Watson, think. Wiggins led Hope to the very same rooms where, not 12 hours before, his accomplice had been given a patently false wedding ring. He must have known it was a trap.
But he fought like a cornered tiger.
Oh, what a picturesque vocabulary you do possess. Well, perhaps it was bravado. Perhaps his nerve failed him at the last. I don't know. But you recall what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Almost as soon as we reached the yard.
Yes, yes. Wait a moment. Here. I knew I'd made a note of it. I don't care how soon I go, but I should like to leave an account of this affair behind me. I don't want to be remembered as a common cutthroat.
I don't want to be remembered as a common cutthroat. He came here knowing he would almost certainly be arrested because he desperately wanted his story on record. All that. 20 years. For a woman.
Holmes?
Gregson and Lestrade will be furious at his death. Where will their grand advertisement be now, huh? I wouldn't have missed this business for anything.
What was it you called it? A study in scarlet.
Yes, I must have been in one of my more lurid moods.
I'm enormously grateful to you for allowing me to be in on it.
Well, I only hope it hasn't placed too great a strain on your health.
By no means. I feel better this evening than I have for months.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. A helping of the bizarre is always invigorating, I think.
I meant what I said, you know. You really have made an exact science out of detective work. Compared to you, Gregson and Lestrade are like blind men.
Mm.
Your merit should be publicly recognized. You ought to publish an account of the whole affair.
If you won't, I'll do it for you.
Huh?
I'd no idea you went in for writing. You know, I thought your literary activities were confined to compiling lists of my shortcomings.
Please, let's not go through that again. I didn't know you then.
And now you do.
Come on. A study in scarlet. We'll make a marvelous story. It has adventure, suspense, romance, everything. Well, what do you say?
I say, come in, Mrs. Hudson.
Good evening, papers, gentlemen. Special late edition.
Thank you. Throw them down somewhere.
I shall do no such thing. There you are. Nice and tidy. Good evening, Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson.
You shouldn't tease her. She's a good woman.
Yes, a good woman. I was once introduced to a woman universally praised for her charity work amongst the poor. She subsequently proved to have dispatched three wealthy husbands by methods I will not relate so soon after your consumption of Mrs. Hudson's baked apple dumplings.
I'm most grateful.
Look, what were you about to say? Holmes, what's wrong?
Listen to this. The public have lost a sensational treat through the sudden death of the suspected murderer, Jefferson Hope.
That news got out quickly.
Gregson and Lestrade, I might have known they'd find a way to transmute their failure into success and their mediocrity into genius. They couldn't wait to parade themselves before their adoring public and soak up its applause.
Oh, now, come on.
It is an open secret that the credit for the capture of this vicious and dangerous criminal belongs entirely to the well-known Scotland Yard officials, Messrs. Lestrade and Gregson. The man was apprehended.
Well?
Yeah. Read it for yourself.
The man was apprehended in the rooms of a certain Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Who, under their instruction, has himself shown some small talent as an amateur detective.
Under their instruction?
Keep reading. With such teachers, Mr. Holmes may well hope, in the fullness of time, to attain some degree of their skill and professional expertise.
Didn't I tell you so before we started?
This is outrageous.
I'm going to bed.
This whole report is a downright tissue of lies. I've a good mind to go straight round to Fleet Street and demand that they publish a retraction when they've heard my version of the facts.
Watson?
Yes?
Why don't you put these newfound energies to more productive use?
I beg your pardon?
Write your book, Doctor. Write your book.
That was part two of A Study in Scarlet by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized in two parts by Bert Cools, with Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. Jefferson Hope was played by Shane Rimmer, Joseph Stangerson by Matt Zimmerman, Enoch Drebber by Ed Bishop, Inspector Lestrade by Donald Gee, and Inspector Gregson by John Moffat. Peter Carlyle played Brigham Young, Alice Arnold, Lucy, Christopher Good, John Ferrier, Alan Dean, Wiggins, Anna Cropper, Mrs. Hudson, Marcia King, Madame Charpentier, Jane Slavin, Alice, and John Bull, Stangerson Sr. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Alexander Balanescu. A Study in Scarlet was directed by Ian Cottrell and produced by David Johnston.